So this is the glamorous location of the stormwater drain at the back of where I live. We're here because this is where the water's accumulating, and over the years the frogs have been finding this place and just breeding and breeding. And so we've got this huge chorus each time it rains and the stormwater drain floods, the frogs are out.
If you've been having trouble getting to sleep in Alice Springs recently, then you're not alone. Heavy rainfall after months of dry weather has got the native frog species feeling frisky, and they're out in force in central Australia.
Each time he's calling, you can see that his throat sac's enlarging, and that's how they amplify their call. So it's not just their voice box, they've got this big amplifier on the front of their face as well.
G'day, I'm Katrina Bevan. Most of the frogs you can hear tonight are of the burrowing variety. They'll stay underground for months, even years on end, waiting for the rains to arrive. I've headed out with local ecologist Alastair Stewart to get a closer look. You can really hear them there. They're very loud. How much more prominent are the frogs with this weather?
Oh, basically they've been silent. Most of them have been buried underground, so you're not going to see them. You're definitely not going to hear them. So it's not until you have a decent rain period like this that you'll start coming across them again.
When did they first start calling?
Well, some of the little desert tree frogs started calling in a couple of days leading up to the storms, so I think they knew what was on the way. But it wasn't until probably the night after the first good rains that the burrowing frogs had come out of the soil and, yeah, realised it was time to breed.
How many species do you estimate are here from what you can listen to?
Well, right now the main frog I can hear is the desert tree frog, and that just sounds like it's drowning out the noise of all the other frogs. You do get four, maybe five different species of frogs here in the drain.
Obviously, we don't get much rain here. Do people realise what a novelty it is to hear frogs?
Probably not until they realise there's a huge frog chorus and then realise that they haven't heard them for a year or two since the last good lot of storms.
I do admit I hear some people complaining over the last few days saying, I can't get to sleep, these really loud frogs. What would you say to those people?
No, I can sympathise. But yeah, I guess I can sort of hear them as the different voices in the crowd. So I can appreciate them a bit more than that. Yeah, it's they're not some pesky neighbours. I actually know these guys and what they're saying to each other.
Really? What are they saying to each other?
It's basically a bunch. It's only the male frogs that are calling, and they're trying to attract mates. So it's a big, rowdy group of male frogs that you're hearing here.
So we can hear them. Maybe we should go and see if we can see them?
Yeah, I hope you brought the earplugs because it's going to get pretty loud in there. And we're just going to walk along the edge of the water here. So we can spotlight along looking for the shape of the frogs. Sometimes you can see the eye shine of the frogs. When you point a torch at them, their eyes reflect a little bit. But here we go. Under the grass here, there's a Maine's frog. So this one's Cyclorhina maini. It's one of the burrowing frogs that comes up after heavy rain. So there was quite a chorus here earlier in the week when there was plenty of rain around. But I haven't heard them calling now, so they've probably decided that there's not going to be any more water flowing into this drain, so it'd be too risky for them to be laying eggs and waiting for their tadpoles to hatch and grow into little frogs. So they really need that sudden burst of rain and water to bring them onto breeding. So he's got a thin line, pale line down his back and a little light bar behind the eyes. But he has been calling tonight. You can see that his vocal sac, the big amplifier, is all extended on his throat, so he's ready to call. He just hasn't been calling enough for us to hear him, probably because there's so many desert tree frogs calling tonight that we're just not going to be able to hear him over the racket.
They're just drowning everything.
Sorry, what was that? I can't hear.
The concept of frogging, how popular is that, looking for native frogs? I mean, you hear so much about twitching. Is frogging the new twitching?
I guess it's even a smaller subgroup of the world that's into the frogging side of things. It's probably a bit more difficult in that it's usually a nighttime pursuit. It's going to be wet and probably muddy. and probably a little bit harder too, just trying to find some of these frogs while they're making a huge noise. They are only a couple of centimetres long. Yeah, probably a bit more niche even than twitching.
If you like frogs, are you living in the right spot in the desert?
Oh, there's definitely a lot to be learnt about frogs in the desert. Yeah, they're amazing adaptations to be able to stick it out without any sort of rain and water coming down their rivers for months or years at a time. But yeah, there's also probably other species here that we don't know of yet, other species that haven't been recognised by science, just because it's really hard to get information on a species that only pops up a couple of days each year.
There's one just hopping past my foot.
Yeah, so this little grey-brown frog is about 3.5 centimetres long. It's got a slightly darker stripe down the side. Not a particularly attractive sort of a frog, but that's the desert tree frog. And they're quite variable. They can be a reddy brown and almost up to a white colour.
Oh, he just flew into the water.
Yeah, tried to fly anyway. Yeah.